Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the Mag Hub 7.9 Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Bellin, product manager. I'm joined by always as marketing director, Zach Gilbert. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you as good as the 7.9 release?
I don't know if I'm that good.
Okay, not that good. Well, that's cool. Well, yeah, it was a very exciting release with a lot in there. But before we get to the excitement of 7.9, I mean, we were just talking about before this, the excitement of, you know, summer is here. Theoretically, though, I was up north this weekend in 50 degrees and rain, so I don't know how that can be true. But, you know, thinking about summer plans and thinking, like, what are you up to? Do you have any exciting plans for this summer?
So I'd probably say most of my exciting plans revolve around planning for our wedding. So there'll be a lot of time going up north. That's where we're getting married, at a zoo. So a lot of, you know, vendor visits and managing all that stuff. I think that's pretty much most of it.
Well, if you need to manage your vendors, you know that you can do that with the new features in the 7.9 Mega release. But we'll get to that. So yeah, wedding planning. So last summer of freedom. That's exciting.
Yep.
I lost mine, like, I better figure out that it's like 4 years ago, upcoming in that case. So that's, so traveling up north, any other things? Obviously, wedding takes up most of those items, but any other small trips or other things planned or just regular? Are you a regular cabin cottage person in Michigan? That's like a cottage guy?
Yeah, okay. I think I fall into that regular cottage guy. So whenever I can go, like, tubing, that's lazy tubing, not boat tubing. So, you know, top of a river and just tube down it for a few hours. Kayaking. Try to golf a little bit more. Stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, I'm golf guy. So I'm the guy who gets around summer. So I've already been on one golf trip, and I'm actually going to a cabin for only Michigan alumni. It's very elitist this upcoming week. So that's going to be exciting. But yeah, I'm golf guy and trying to get you, Zach, gave you some of my old clubs to use to get more golf guys because I don't have many. Right now it's just me. Until my son grows up and becomes another golf guy.
Sure.
But, do you know any places up north? I'd actually never golf up north Michigan, so I don't know if you know of any good courses in the Traverse City area. I don't know if that's your home.
No. Our creative director, Claire, would know, though, since she is from Traverse City. I feel like if anyone's going to know where to go, I would talk to Claire. So it's a good tip for future measures.
We'll have to see if she has on the golf things and
yeah,
that side. But, you know, I in the golf tournament I played in recently, I had a rough go of it. And I actually had a very bad moment where I haven't done this in a very long time. I'm typically a pretty good golfer, relatively objectively. I'm a good golfer. I shanked into someone's tee box and had to yell four tee box because I shanked. It messed up my whole round after that point. We actually won that match, but I shanked. But you know what did not shank? The 7.9 Mag Hub release.
Smooth.
So, yeah, thank you very much for that. As always, the best transitions are the ones you reference and talk about. So another good transition there. So, yeah, the 7.9 release, there's a lot of different things in this part of the release, starting with kind of two main features we've been doing a lot over the last few months. One of those being e-commerce module, which again, it's been a long project. As we started this, we knew there was always going to be a lot to that. In many ways, we see kind of the light at the end of the tunnel in ways of having all the different features that we've wanted to get in over the course of these few months implemented. This recent one was, again, just building some initial reporting for e-commerce sales. We know, like all things, which we'll talk about in a minute, reporting is a huge, huge pain point and request that we get. We need to start somewhere. So building those initial e-commerce reports, expanding the ability to get orders into our system, not just through the storefront, but through our back office order entry system. So for customers who, hey, you're already using Shopify, you're using WooCommerce, you're using your own just platform and you're getting emailed and tracking all that stuff separately, you can now at least put those orders into our system to keep track of. And then that can tie into, we've had before with our shipping module, where you can actually create labels through our platform using your own EasyPost account. So building that and excuse me, expanding that part. And again, coming up soon, we're going to be able to allow importing of it directly as well. So a lot of exciting things on the e-commerce side. Again, that too, the pick, pack, ship. So really fleshing that part out. Again, we have some big items we want to accomplish over next month or so. Hopefully get that in for the next release, which will be 8.0. But a lot of exciting there, things on the e-commerce side. The other big area of the site that, you know, made a lot of changes with recently is with the vendor PO piece of this. So again, we've added some additional capabilities with some of the AP PO reports. So now again, we have 4 new reports to help manage all of that side of it. And also recording of vendor payments. So again, before you just have an invoice, you can mark it as paid that came for the vendor, but now you can actually say, hey, it was paid by this account. And we are going to be able to support the ability to do third-party payments direct from accounts. So you'll actually be able to go into our site, sync your ACH bank account. And if your vendors do the same thing through the vendor portal, then you can pay them directly through the platform. We were hoping to get that out in this release. We have a lot of the structure built, but we're going to be leveraging a third party, our partner, to help with those transactions. And we just have to kind of go through a little bit more of a process with them before we can allow our users to do that. So again, that's something that hoping to get locked up and will be again available this summer, hoping next release 8.0. But again, we have a lot of things built there for the vendor parts. And again, we have some more exciting things and how we want to sync all of the PO items with the items that you sell and triggering things down the road and tracking more things with costs. So again, really bundling all that, those items up. But those are, yeah, some of the bigger projects that chugging along and moving on to new things, hopefully over summer. Along with that, though, we did get to some other things that have been kind of customer requests for a while, trying to knock those out. You know, when we updated the multi-selects a few releases ago, one of the big goals was that we could implement that multi-select in more places. The other one kind of cost a lot of real estate, but since then we've added it to some of the main reports in the system, the consolidated and snapshot reports, which we know are heavily used. So making that easier to filter those reports through multi-selects, you know, can be helpful. Want to keep adding that to other reports and areas of the site in the future, kind of based on demand. Along with that, there was a new consolidated sales report. So that's always been a big request of, hey, I want to find everything that a customer bought in a period of time, whether it's a digital ad, print ad, service ad, let me find all that information. So that report is now, again, available in the site for people to do it. You can run it by company, period of time, and it will show you what you need to see. That also, we've continued to expand some of the brand filtering and removing credits from reporting. So again, just really trying to beef out the reports that we have instead of building kind of all new reports out, just expanding what we currently support. And one of those things too, with this release, we're getting more and more things in a third-party reporting tool called Metabase. For some of our customers who leverage the data warehouse, we've gained access to that. So it's an open source tool that you can kind of tie into our data warehouse and build custom reports off of that. So we've been building a lot of kind of very in-depth kind of data tables where you can just point something to it and ask it some basic questions, like sum up reports for sales by company, by attribute. So we're trying to kind of build more of this ad hoc reporting tool that you can use as well. So we're trying to do a lot of things to improve the reporting capabilities that our customers would like. And then a couple other just little things added in there was we added a new export size and orientation for MagBuilder layout. We know that's been a request for a while. We updated the activity tab, which, you know, people spend a lot of time on to allow you to filter out activities to say, hey, I just want to find any maybe notes or calls that I did for this current customer, because we knew that that page can get a little cumbersome, and added some more details to it. And then expanded a bit on the ad hoc group element, which we had a lot of people asking about. So we added some more fields that you can display there. That and a lot of other kind of little things, we punched those things out the release. So it was definitely a busy release. Exciting one for 7.9 as we move to our upcoming 8.0 release, moving into that next group. But I don't know, Zach, did you have any favorite part of the 7.9 release?
I'd have to say I think the e-commerce changes have been kind of what I've been following a lot, just because we use a lot of that functionality currently for us. So, you know, the e-commerce for the shipping part of it especially is a cool thing, because we'll be mailing out our swag items and everything from our storefront. So our socks, golf balls, coffee mugs, webcam hiders, all the above. Basically anything that we give away at conferences or like that, we'll have like available on our website, and also some other cool stuff. So I think the e-commerce stuff is really cool. I think that's my biggest one. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. I think hopefully we'll start getting some of those swag orders in there, boxing things up, getting our own little fulfillment system out there, our own little warehouse out of our Aisling office. Yeah. do you know, I was just thinking of this upcoming trip that I'm taking, and the fact that we're going to be leaving our cats for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was looking, thinking about the cats. Like, what is it? What kind of stress or things do they have, the cats? And I found some stat about it, was that, did you know, for Tam's cat fact, this one, that the emotional centers of our brain for humans and cats mm-hmm. are basically the same. So when we think of cats as being, you know, standoffish and sometimes we don't like them, sure. They're basically humans. So it's so we're probably just as bad to the cats in that side. So I wonder when we leave my cats alone if they'll be happy, because I'm happy to leave my cats. So they're probably also just happy that I'm leaving. They have the same emotional reaction.
That sounds right.
I do with that piece. So we'll have to do that, leaving those cats for like a week. Hopefully someone will take care of them and feed them, because, and all that stuff. But so that was my weird cat fact of the day. Making sure they survive. But I know that recently you guys went to go see a movie, Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And I think some people from the office went. You got to go to that, right?
I did.
Did you go? Yep. Did you enjoy
that Godzilla film?
Okay.
I did. So I didn't really follow Godzilla in the past. I mean, I watched the 1998 Matthew Broderick one, which I actually enjoyed because I was younger and I was a kid and it had giant dinosaurs. But I was never really a follower of any of the old black and white ones, the Japanese ones. I did finally watch I watched Kong, Skull Island, which is in the same universe, and that was good. And then I watched the newer Godzilla one that's like the prequel to this one, and I thoroughly enjoyed that one. And I think this one was probably better than both of those movies put together. Like, I thought this was an excellent movie this year. I was really happy with it.
So you prefer, that was going to be my question of all the Godzillas, because I've seen all of them pretty much besides this newest one. Was of those, what was your favorite? So if you had the Matthew Broderick one, the original Godzilla that jumped, you know, the recent one that led into this one, of those three, which sure. one is your favorite?
Yeah, I think overall I would say the newest one is probably my favorite. There are scenes obviously that I liked about all of them, like the original Matthew Broderick. I like Jean Reno. He's like one of my favorite actors. So having him in such a like main lead makes me really happy. And then the last one, I'm a big fan of Urban Decay. So when they went back to the Japanese city after, you know, nature kind of took over, I enjoyed that. But this movie overall, I think it had a good pace, good actors, and just a solid plot that kind of kept moving. It wasn't all purely battling, because I'm not a huge battle movie kind of guy. Same with, like, you know, if there's a movie that has a long car chase, I immediately lose interest. Or like in Transformers, where they're always like fighting each other, I just lose interest because, like, okay, go on to the next plot line. And I feel like this one moved along pretty well, considering what the whole purpose of the movie was about. So,
well, from the trailer, it seems like it was all just battle. So that's interesting. There's more to it than I guess the trailer stated.
Yeah.
Well, that was you mentioned the nighttime one, because that was going to be leads to my trivia question. Because thinking of Godzilla, I remember seeing that movie. I think I was then, that was 98, as you said, 14 when that came out. Yep. And I was always a big Simpsons fan. So it was always interesting to see, like, you know, Hank Azaria was in that movie.
Yep.
But kind of tying into the NBA, the finals for any of that. And that movie is thinking of just simple question. What was the name of, where were those Godzilla eggs located at the end of the film? Where may be Kevin Durant maybe limping around next season to start? So real simple question. If you can name that, from the basketball side, or just if you have no idea anything about basketball, but you love the 1998 Godzilla film with Matthew Broderick and Hank Azaria and Jean Reno, who was in a movie from a previous Tom's Tip question. Mm-hmm. Again, if you name that, maybe you get a separate prize, too, of what other movie he's in that was a Tom's Tip question before. This is like multi-layer. Go from there. But yeah, if you can name that location where those eggs were from that 1998 Godzilla film, we will, and tweet that at MagHub, we will send you a prize. Be the first to do that. So, Zach, I don't know anything you want to talk about before we close up this 7.9?
Sure. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is right now is, make sure everybody remember that the MagHub Fall Forum is August 19th through the 22nd. That'll be in Detroit, Michigan at the Greektown Casino and Resort. Beautiful casino in a really nice location. All of the events that we're having, because we do have about three separate events going on at the time, they are all within walking distance. So you really just need a car or a Uber or bus or anything else, just basically get from the airport to Greektown, and from there you'll pretty much be set until you fly back home or drive back home. Parking, if you do decide to drive, is free, and Wi-Fi is free. They have a really nice gym and recreational center that's all free. The prices are severely discounted right now because we have a great booking link that goes until July, so make sure you get yours as soon as possible. Food will be catered. We will have karaoke, as we had mentioned with Tom. We are going to do bowling, basically at the karaoke place. It's a really cool kind of local bar. And then we are doing Escape the Room, and we are doing a casino night opening reception. So there's a lot of events. Tickets are regularly $250 per person, but we do have a 20% discount right now, so you get it for $200 per person. And that, like I said, includes most of your meals. It includes all the events. You'll be pretty good. If you're a MagHub champion, you will get invited to a kind of another dinner / lunch on Monday. And that'll be at the Townhouse in downtown Detroit. So if anybody is familiar with downtown Detroit, it's actually in the Detroit Ally 1 building, which is the pinnacle looking building. So great. Lots of fun stuff going on. There's going to be about 12 workshops you can choose from. A lot of content. The biggest question that we've kind of gotten is who should go, and I will say everybody should go. We do have people from like sales executives going to finance officers to data people. We made this forum specifically for every group, so that's why the workshops are really tailored to those groups. So everybody's going to get something from this. So we kind of recommend bringing more than just one person, so that way you guys can kind of split up and take notes and learn more together. We are also offering a 30-minute one-on-one meeting with members of our teams. So kind of similar to, you pay by the hour to work with us. We're going to basically give you a half hour to meet with us. So we'll have a scheduler go out in July where you can schedule time with Tom, me, Rudy, Jeremy, Sheila, anyone else from the team. And we are also most of us are staying at the Greektown as well during that time. So there's plenty of opportunities to kind of meet with us, discuss MagHub, your business with us. If you have ideas, thoughts, feature requests, basically anything, it's a lot of free time to talk with us. And all of our past attendees have always had a really great time kind of networking with each other. You're all MagHub users. There are no, third party groups. So you're not getting sold to. This is basically just a get further in depth with MagHub, share how you, succeed and share your tips with your peers. And it's really a great opportunity for networking. So that's pretty much what I got.
Yeah, it's always a fun event. And, there was a lot of things we gathered from last year we tried to implement into the product this year. There's still some things that we still want to do from that forum. So it's a great time to get together and kind of even just think about, learning the system and then working together with everyone there, our entire team's there to help kind of think about the next problems that, we want to kind of solve the staff for. So, yeah, great recap. Hopefully everyone or a lot of people can make it. Summertime in Michigan. It's the best.
It is.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Zach. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will see you at the 8.0 podcast.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Yeah.